The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on krishnapath.org. The Laws of Nature, Chapter 1, Part 13, Beyond the White Light of Brahman. The Ishopanishad states, quote, "One should know perfectly the personality of Godhead and his transcendental name, as well as the temporary material creation with its temporary demigods, men, and animals. When one knows these, he surpasses death and the ephemeral cosmic manifestation with it, and in the eternal kingdom of God, he enjoys his eternal life of bliss and knowledge. O my Lord, sustainer of all that lives, your real face is covered by your dazzling effulgence. Kindly remove that covering and exhibit yourself to your pure devotee." End quote. Here, the Ishopanishad mentions the kingdom of God. Every planet, both spiritual and material, has a predominating deity. In the sun, for example, the predominating deity is Vivishvan. We get this information from the Bhagavad Gita. So, there are millions and trillions of universes within this material sky, and within each universe are millions and trillions of planets, and in every planet there is a predominating deity. Beyond the material sky is the Brahmajyoti, or spiritual sky, where there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets. Each Vaikuntha planet is predominated by the Supreme Lord in his Narayan form, and each Narayan has a different name, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Sankarshan, etc. One cannot see these planets because they are covered by the spiritual Brahmajyoti effulgence, just as one cannot see the sun globe on account of the dazzling sunshine. The effulgence in the spiritual sky is coming out of Krishna's planet, Goloka Vrindavan, which is above even Vaikuntha, and where Krishna alone is the predominator. The planet of the Absolute Truth, Krishna, is covered by the Brahman effulgence. One has to penetrate that effulgence in order to see the Lord. Therefore, in the Ishopanishad, the devotee prays, quote, "Kindly remove your effulgence so I can see you." End quote. The Mayavadi philosophers do not know that there is something beyond the Brahmajyoti. But here, in the Ishopanishad, is the Vedic evidence that the Brahmajyoti is simply a golden effulgence covering the real face of the Supreme Lord. The idea is that Krishna's planet and the Vaikuntha planets are beyond the Brahman effulgence, and that only devotees can enter those spiritual planets. The jnanis, the mental speculators, practice severe austerities to enter the Brahman effulgence. But the demons who are killed by Krishna are immediately transferred to that Brahman effulgence. So, just consider, is the place that is given to the enemies of Krishna very covetable? If my enemy comes to my house, I may give him some place to stay, but if my intimate friend comes, I give him a much nicer place to stay. So, this Brahman effulgence is not at all covetable. Sri Prabodhananda Saraswati has composed a nice verse in which he says that for the devotee, for one who has attained the mercy of the Lord, the Brahman effulgence is just like hell. Then what about heaven? The karmis or fruitive workers are very eager to go to the heavenly planets where the demigods reside. But for the devotees, heaven is just a will-o'-the-wisp. They are not at all attracted to go there. And then there are the mystic yogis, who try very strenuously to control the senses in order to attain special powers. The senses are like venomous serpents, because as soon as you indulge in sense gratification, as soon as the senses, quote, bite, end quote, you become degraded. But the devotee says, quote, "I do not fear the poisonous serpents of the senses," end quote. Why? quote, because I have extracted their fangs, end quote. In other words, by engaging his senses in Krishna's service, the devotee is no longer tempted to indulge in sense gratification, and thus his senses cannot drag him down into a hellish condition of life. In this way, the devotees are above the karmis, jnanis, and yogis. The devotee's place is the highest, because only by devotion can one understand God. Krishna does not say you can understand him by fruitive work. He does not say that you can understand him by speculation. He does not say you can understand him by mystic yoga. He clearly says, in Bhagavad Gita 18:55, Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavanyas chasmi tatvata, quote, only by devotional service can one truly understand me as I am, end quote. Except for devotional service, there is no possibility of understanding the absolute truth. Any other process is imperfect because it is based on speculation. For example, the scientists may speculate on what the sun planet is, but because they have no access there, they cannot actually know what the sun planet is. They can only speculate. That's all. Once, three blind men came upon an elephant. They began feeling the elephant and speculating on what it was. One felt its big legs and concluded, quote, oh, the elephant is just like a pillar, end quote. The second man felt the trunk and concluded, quote, oh, this elephant is just like a snake, end quote. And the third man felt the belly of the elephant and concluded, quote, this elephant is like a big boat, end quote. But actually, the blind men did not know what the elephant really was. If you have no ability to see something, you can only speculate about it. Therefore, the Ishopanishad says, quote, please remove this brilliant effulgence covering your face so I can see you, end quote. That seeing power is bestowed upon the devotee by Krishna when he sees the devotee's love for him. As the Brahma Samhita says, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena, the devotees anoint their eyes with the salve of love of God, and therefore they can see the Lord's beautiful form within their hearts. In India, there is a special eye ointment. If you apply it, you can immediately see clearly. Similarly, if you smear your eyes with the ointment of love of Godhead, you will see God always. This is the way of understanding God, by service and by enhancing your love for him. This love can be developed only by devotional service. Otherwise, there is no possibility of achieving it. So the more you increase your spirit of service to God, the more you increase your dormant love for God. And as soon as you are in the perfectional stage of love of God, you will see God always, at every moment.